From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump heads to the Capitol today with lawmakers from both parties in an uproar over immigrant families being separated at the southern border. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Nearly 2,000 kids were separated from their families during a six-week period in April and May under the administration's zero-tolerance approach to illegal border crossings. The administration falsely insists the separations are required under a law passed by Democrats.
Congress alone can fix it.
The president meets today with House Republicans to talk about votes expected this week on two immigration bills. Both could address separations, but do not stand very good chances of passing. Sagar Magani at the White House.
China on Tuesday threatened comprehensive measures in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's new tariff hike, raising the possibility Beijing may target operations of American companies. AP correspondent Joe McDonald reports the Commerce Ministry hasn't given any details what measures it may take.
In the past, the Chinese have responded to President Trump's tariff threats in a kind of mirrored way. They do exactly what the U.S. government does. So on Friday, when the U.S. government imposed 25% tariffs on $34 billion worth of Chinese goods, the Chinese did exactly the same, imposing a 25% tariff on $34 billion worth of U.S. goods.
Beijing, in turn, warned about $50 billion of retaliatory penalties on U.S. goods. Chinese stock fell almost 4% Tuesday on the news. Asian stocks also wilted to a four-month low, and Australia's dollar, South Africa's rand, and the euro were among a diverse group of currencies caught in the crossfire. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Beijing, where he will likely brief Chinese President Xi Jinping on his summit with U.S. President Donald Trump, as Washington and Seoul agree to suspend a major joint military exercise. Reuters' Grace Lee has that story.
On Tuesday, Seoul and Washington canceled the Ulchi Freedom Guardian drills, a major upcoming joint military exercise. But beyond that drill, they say there's been no decision on what else could be canceled. Trump said he was halting the war games due to their, quote, tremendously expensive cost. The Pentagon has yet to release that number, but previous data suggests the cost of a single exercise could be tens of millions of dollars, only a small fraction of the year's U.S. defense budget of $700 billion.
That was Reuters reporter Grace Lee. The UN Refugee Agency says nearly 69 million people who have fled war, violence, and persecution were forcibly displaced last year, a record for the fifth straight year. AP correspondent Sarah Shackley reports.
The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says a continued crisis in places like South Sudan and Congo, as well as the exodus of Muslim Rohingya from Myanmar, raised the overall figure of forced displacements in 2017 to 68.5 million. Of that total, 16.2 million were newly displaced last year, an average of more than 44,000 people per day. High Commissioner Philip Grandi says the reason the global figure has gone up again by a couple of million is because of the protracted conflicts and lack of solutions for those conflicts that continue. I'm Zaria Shackley.
The United States called for a political solution in Yemen Tuesday, while United Nations agencies continue to deliver food and aid supplies through Hodeida port. The spokesman for the UN Refugees Agency, Adrian Edwards, said the situation was calm on Monday in the port city. However, UNHCR work is still ongoing.
We are planning to be doing distributions of aid tomorrow. We have, as you've heard from others, I think we're all braced for the disruption to aid there.
Fierce fighting raged on Tuesday outside the airport of Hodeida. Witnesses said warships and war planes from the Saudi-led coalition have been hitting the airport and the east side of Hodeida around the clock since late Monday, aiming at cutting off the main road that links the port province and the capital of Sana'a. President Donald Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is in the Middle East to help lay the groundwork for an expected Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. U.S. officials have said their plan is near completion and could be released this summer. But it faces resistance from the Palestinians, who have cut off ties since Trump recognized Jerusalem as Israel's capital. Steve Miller, VOA
News. That's the latest world news from VOA.